we've got to be ready to do the word. In some ways, it's the most challenging because you've got to practice what you preach. You've got to be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. Father God, Lord, we dedicate this first service of 21 to you. Father, Lord, I humble myself before you. Father, Lord, take these lips of clay and let me speak as the oracle of God. Father, Lord, anoint my lips, Lord, to speak your word this morning. Anoint our hearts to receive with meekness the engrafted word of truth that is able to save our souls. Lord, and we give you all the praise. We give you all of the glory in Jesus' mighty name. And his people said, amen, amen, hallelujah. Please take your seats. Amen. Well, it's wonderful to be in the house this morning. You know, I have the immense privilege and pleasure of having ministered the word on the last 9 a.m. service of 2020 and the first 9 a.m. service of 2021. Can you give God praise? Amen. Amen. And just, you know, sticking with analogies, you know, if the church was likened onto a plane, we would have said that we've flown through some turbulent times, haven't we? We've been cruising, but you know what? Good news in the house. God never left us. God never forsook us. Even when we're flying through all that turbulence, through all that stuff, he never left us for a single moment. You know, if we were a ship, we would say that we've gone through the stormy seas. Amen? We've gone through the rain and the wind and all of that stuff. But God has been with us. Amen. He's never left us. He's never forsaken us. Can you say amen? Amen. You know, and I say if we were a car or a bus, we'd have said we've gone through some major potholes, some craters in the road. You know, we've gone down, we've gone up, and all the way around. But God has been faithful. His faithfulness remains. Amen. And so we give God glory for that. How many drivers do we have in the house? How many of you drive here? I see the hands. Okay. Wonderful. How many drive manual cars, or how many can drive a manual? That should be everybody who can drive a manual. How many can drive automatics? You know the rules, right? So you can't just go straight from zero into automatic. You've got to be able to drive a manual car first. Is that right? Yep. Before you can drive automatics. But you know, on all of them, and in manual cars, when you're driving them, they've got gears, haven't they? And that's the key difference. Whereas with automatic, there is a gear stick, but the car changes gears automatically. So that's the beauty of it. So you kind of just start the engine, put it in drive, put your foot down, and you're off. Away you go, amen? And it does all those little bits in between of changing the different gears automatically for you on your behalf. You know, life is a journey. And this is the picture, the analogy God gave me, that we are journeying on the road in 2021. Amen. We've come out of 2020 and we're along that road in 2021. And so we're journeying forward in God. And you know, it's not even on the journey. The destination isn't really heaven. You know why? Ephesians 2 and verse 6 says that we're already seated with Christ in the heavenly places. So as soon as you got born again, the Bible says that you become seated with Christ in the heavenly places. And so someone's put it this way, that, you know, if God wanted us, if it was all about heaven, then as soon as you got saved, as soon as you got born again, God would have just taken you to heaven, and that would be it, done here on earth. But there is a reason that God leaves us to remain in the earth. Can you say amen? You see, so we're here for His pleasure, for His glory. We're here to do something for Him, something for God, something for Jesus, this side of heaven. Amen? So I want to speak a little bit about that journey today. And in that, or on this journey that we're all on, you know, it's often said that the Christian race is more of a marathon. It's a marathon, not a sprint. It's long distance. But as we journey with God, I'm flicking back to the analogy of cars again, we're going to change gears many times. You know, sometimes we're going to be in first gear. Sometimes we're going to be in second, third. Sometimes we're going to be, you know, when you're going up a hill, for example, what gear do you think you need to put the car in? Those of you manual, two. Amen, that's right. And sometimes, as we change gears, the Lord, you know, the Lord basically, His hand is on our hand to switch into the right gear. And so I want to say that we're going to change through many gears on this journey that we're on. And so my message today, I've called it gears, or three gears for 2021. Three gears for 2021 that I believe we're going to go in and out of as we journey in our car through the year 2021. And I want to speak first of all about the first gear. And the first gear, I've called it believe. Everyone say believe. Believe. Amen. That's our first gear, believe. And then we've just sung that song. You know, that song is straight from the book of Psalms, Psalm 27 and verse number 13. And it's a psalm of David, and where David is saying, said, I would have lost heart unless I had what? Believed. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. You know, I so love that statement because it just speaks volumes. He said, "If for everything I've gone through," another translation, I think is the King James, says, I would have fainted if I had not believed. If I had not believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord. And so what David is saying, that he had his heart fixed, he had his heart locked on the goodness of God. He believed that he would see the goodness of God. That's what kept him going. That's what kept him moving forward in spite of everything that was coming against him. See, another picture in the book of Acts in chapter 27 and verse 25. And this is Paul. And I alluded to this on New Year's Eve, where Paul had just been in the most horrible storm. He said, we've not seen the sun nor the stars for days on end. We didn't know whether we were going or coming. It was all topsy-turvy. Everything was out of kilter. And he said that this night the angel of the Lord stood by me. And then looking back, he concluded, no, put that back up, please. 25, I'm coming to that, yeah. And after, he said, therefore, and this is Paul now speaking to the crew, he says, take heart, for I believe God, that it would be just as it was told me. He said, I believe God, that it would be just as it was told me. So the angel of the Lord came and told him something. What did the angel say? What was he believing? And if we look at, go back to verse 24, the angel told him this, saying, do not be afraid, Paul. You must be brought before Caesar, and indeed God has given you all those who sail with you. So God, the angel appeared and said to him those words, that you must appear before Caesar, and that God had given you the lives of all those who sail with you. And God said something to me in that verse there, that, you know, this year, 2021, we can believe God for the lives of all those who are in our boat. Can you say amen? Amen. You know, why can't we? We can believe God for the lives of every member of Harvest Church. If you believe that, say amen. I'm believing God that in 2021, we won't lose a single person in Harvest Church. No one will lose their life. Can you say amen?
Amen.
You know, and even more than that, beyond that, you can believe God for the lives of your family members. We can believe God for the lost in 2021. Amen. I'm believing that every single person I share the gospel with, we can believe God that they will receive Jesus in 2021. If you believe that, say amen. And so it's so important that we believe God. And that's the first gear, believe in 2021. And then gear two, the second gear, can we turn to the book of Romans chapter 10 and the 9th and the 10th verse. And I call this second gear the gear of confession or declaration. Amen. Everyone say confession.
Confession.
Everyone say declaration. So Romans 10 and 9, it says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, then you will be saved. Because with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And so this year, our confession needs to be what I call faith-filled confessions. Amen?
Amen.
Everyone say faith-filled
confessions.
Faith-filled confessions. You know, it's so important that you place a guard over your mouth and watch what you're saying. Watch what you're confessing. Amen?
Amen.
You see, someone put it this way, like, if it's in your heart, it'll come out of your mouth. So what's going to come out of our mouth in 2021? We mustn't allow fear to come out of our mouths in 2021. Can you say amen? We mustn't allow doubt to come out of our mouths. We mustn't allow unbelief to come out of our mouths. Our words must be filled with faith. Our words must be confessions that acknowledge, that declare the lordship of God, the lordship of Jesus Christ in our lives, in our situations, in the midst of every circumstance. You know, we've called it the year of pressing into the blessing. Why are we still pressing? Because there is still stuff that we're going to need to press through. There are still some valleys that we're going to go through. There are still some mountains we're going to have to climb. There are still some things we need to go all the way around. But whatever it is, we must maintain our confession of faith. Amen? The Bible says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And so that needs to be your confession. The Bible says that you are blessed when you lie down to sleep. You are blessed when you get up. You're blessed when you get out in the morning. You're blessed when you come back home in the evening. You're blessed everywhere you go, every single day of your life. That is your portion. And so your confession needs to reflect that. Job chapter 22 and verse 28. Job 22 and 28 says that you shall decree, or you shall declare a thing and it shall be. It shall be. Amen. So who will declare it? Point to yourself and say, me. Say, I will declare it. I will declare a thing and it shall be established. So that's why you need to watch what you're saying. Otherwise, you're going to need to request a crop failure for all the things that you said wrong. Amen. But we're going to declare a thing. We're going to declare God's word. God put it to me this way, we need to align our confession with his word. He says that you'll declare a thing and it shall be established. You know, we need to declare God's word over our families. We need to declare God's word over our businesses, over our places of work, over our neighbors, over our neighborhoods where we live, over every single area of our lives. It's simple. Like, you need to declare God's word. You know, scripture is full of it. Scripture is full of the blessings that we're pressing into. So Deuteronomy chapter 28 and the first 14 verses, we haven't got time to read them, but it says there about how you be blessed in the city, blessed in the country, okay? Blessed will be your basket, your kneading bowl, your bank account, your savings account, blessings. So declare that over every single area of your life. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 22 says, the blessing of God, what does it do? It makes rich and it adds no sorrow. Zero sorrow added to it. So that's our portion in 2021. Blessed with zero sorrow added on. You know, Ephesians 1 and verse 3 says, God has already blessed you. It says, blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And so you're already blessed, but you need to declare that. You need to make that a reality in your own life and experience. You know, God put it to me this way. He said that you need to seed your heart, or I could say seed the soil of your heart with God's word. You know, in the parable of the sower, Jesus said the heart was the soil, amen, into which God's word, the seed, is sown into. And so in 2021, we need to deliberately sow the seed of God's word in our own hearts. Guess how we do that? From our own lips, from our own mouths. I call it the 18-inch drop from the head to the heart. Amen? You need to seed your heart with the word of God. So your heart should be so rich, so full of the God's word, because you sowed it in there by yourself with your own mouth. And so we need to do that in 2021. And then we come to gear number 3. And this is the last gear, and I call it the gear of doing. Everyone say doing. You know, James chapter 1 and the 22nd verse says this, be ye what? Doers of the word. Be ye what? Doers of God's word and not hearers only. There is a difference. You know, in the New Living Translation, or otherwise known as the North London Translation, the New Living, it says here, that says, don't fool yourself. It says, otherwise you are only fooling yourself. Be doers of the word, not hearers only. Otherwise, you're only fooling who? Not anyone else, but yourself. So we don't want to fool ourselves. We don't want to deceive ourselves by not doing the word. We need to practice what we preach. We need to be doers of the word that we preach. And you know, I want to just bring a personal testimony, just, you know, from years back, because God reminded me about this particular thing. That's, you know, there was a season in my life when it was just so horribly tough work-wise. And at the time in the IT sector, and I was contracting, and there was just a season where as I came to the end of a contract, normally I would have the next one kind of lined up to quickly switch and go into. But at this particular time, this particular season of my life, that next one just wasn't there, wasn't happening. I'd done applications, I'd gone for interviews and stuff, but nothing was happening. And you know, things start to get tough quickly. You know, your resources and savings, suddenly they start to disappear. Someone said, you know, when you're struggling and you've got just one nostril above water, it doesn't take much for someone to push you under. You know, and it was just such a tough time. And things went from like bad to even worse. It was like, gosh, what next? And so when even paying the mortgage becomes a challenge, then you know you're in some hot water then. But someone put it this way, that Christians are like tea bags. You know, you don't really know what they're made of until they get in some hot water. That's when all the flavor starts to come out. You start to see the colors come out. And at that time, I could just remember they're just going to the Lord. On the flip side of that, the interesting thing was, spiritually, things were like never better. And it was almost like, you know, speaking about the prophetic word, there was a prophetic word. It was almost like, I think in social media, so like I said, it was trending. It was like every speaker who came into the house, who spoke from the word, quoted the scripture. And it was in 2 Kings, you know, chapter 7. And we know the story about Elisha, the prophet Elisha, and the famine that was in Samaria at the time. And that word that says, by this time tomorrow, or about this time tomorrow, and it says, what was it, an ounce, read that, an ounce of dung, of, what does it say again? An ounce of, come give it to me. 2 Kings 7 and verse 1. 2 Kings 7 and 1. There we go. A measure of fine flour and 2 measures of
barley.
Of barley. That's it. And a measure of fine flour and 2 measures of barley will be sold for a shekel. And that was such an amazing statement in light of what they were going through, because they were in a time of famine. I mean, a donkey's head was being sold for you know, pennies. Dove's dung or dove's poo was being sold. People were eating their children. Such was the extent of the famine at that time. And then here comes the prophet Elisha, and he's declaring this, and he's like, what? Get out of here. You must be kidding. But that word was being preached, you know, in that season. In other words, believe for the impossible. Bible says, what is impossible with man is possible with God. So it might be impossible with man, but not with God. And so every preacher was preaching it. And my spirit locked onto that word. And get this now. Classic. This is our dear Pastor Paul. And he was challenging us and encouraging us. And he said this. He said, you know, would you, and here's the test, would you be prepared to flip burgers if that was the only job that was available? Some of you might remember that. You know, he has a delicate way of putting things. Therein lies the challenge. So if that was all that you could do, would you do that? He was really pointing at something, and it was a challenge to us. That would you do what you needed to do to support your family? And you know, on the surface of it, everyone would say, yeah, sure, of course you would. Of course you would. But when it really came down to it, would you do that? And at that time, you know, I was pushing and pressing, doing everything that I knew to do and stuff, and I started to just be open to the idea of doing something else in the meantime, while you're waiting. See, we're talking about the third gear, which is called doing. And so, this is now doing. Am I ready to do what I need to do? And finally, after much internal struggle, I humbled myself. I said, yes, Lord, I'm ready. And there was a brother in the church, you know, who worked for a certain courier company. I said, oh, there's work going here. You interested? And so I said, yeah, I'm interested. I'm hungry. I'm interested. And so I went down, you know, I did the interview, they took me on to work. And guess what? It wasn't driving a nice big van with a driver's mate beside you. It wasn't sitting in the office wearing my shirt and tie and shiny shoes and suits and three-piece. No. It was actually wearing a high-vis jacket. Steel toe-capped boots. Standing at the end of a conveyor belt, offloading some light and some heavy boxes all day long. Back-breaking work. And there I was doing that job, on and off, off and on, all day long. And the day came when one of the drivers came in and he had his little son in the cab, and he's, you know, he's a harvester. He had his son in the cab in the front seat with him. And as he drove in onto the floor, I mean, this is warehouse. So, you know, whole lorries drive onto the floor of the warehouse. And as he drove in and pulled, you know, lined up his van to be offloaded. And his son stood up in the front of the cab. And his son was so excited. He said, wow! His son said, look, daddy, 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 there's Pastor Timmy. There's Pastor Timmy. Have you ever had those moments where you want the grounds to open and swallow you? You're like there, but you don't want to be there. And that was like the litmus test. At that moment, you know, I thought, rapture, now, beam me up, Lord. But I looked at him and I smiled, and, you know, and this is days before COVID, and sort of gave him a big hug and said, wow, good to see you, little guy and stuff. I, you know, gave him the biggest smile that I had. And, you know, I had to rush to the bathroom afterwards. Not because I wanted to pee, but but that was how I felt on the inside. But I remember that so well. And then the word of the Lord came to me. That word that had been trending, that prophetic word that my heart had locked onto. By this time tomorrow, wow. You know, there was a note in my spirit. I just knew that I knew that I knew. You know that? Have you ever had that in your spirit? We're talking about believing the word, about hanging on, about confessing the word. Now we're speaking about doing the word. But that note rose up in my spirit. By this time tomorrow, the word of the Lord came to me as clear as day. If I've ever heard the word of the Lord, that day I heard it. In that moment, as I went back in the bathroom, the word came to me by this time tomorrow. And do you know what? By this time tomorrow, my phone rang. It said, can you come for an interview? It's coming that I've been chasing, and it was, you know, as I look back, it's almost no comical, because the place that it was literally across the road from where I was working in that factory. The business was literally across the road. As I look back, I didn't even see it at the time. But in hindsight, I can see that and I think, wow. I drive past there every day now and I think, wow, that was the place. It was across the road. So they called me for interview. You know, the interview was a breeze. I whizzed through that interview. They asked me a question. I said, "Ooh!" I said, "That?" I said, "That's my bread and butter. I can do that. Yeah, sure I can do that." Easiest interview I've ever done. And when I finished it, you know, I got in my car to drive home. I wasn't even halfway home yet. And my phone rang, the mobile phone rang on the seat beside me. Put it on speaker. Listened. Said, we thought we'd call you early because we don't want someone else to snap you up. When can you start? To God be the glory. To God be the glory. The third key of doing. We've got to be ready to do the word. In some ways, it's the most challenging because you've got to practice what you preach. You've got to be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. But I want to encourage us in 2021 with these three gears, because I believe at some point or another, we're going to go through these three gears over and over and over again in 2021. Gear number one, believing what God says to do. We must believe. No, Wigglesworth used to say, only believe. He said, I'm 1,000 times bigger on the inside than I am on the outside. But only believe what God says. Amen? Only believe. Gear number two is that we must confess what we believe. You need to declare it. So this year, let your confession align with God's word. Speak the blessing. Declare the blessing. Declare favor. What are you speaking? Don't speak sickness. Don't speak doubt. Don't speak fear. Don't speak impossibilities. Because with God, all things are possible. And then finally, do what God says you will do. Amen. Can we stand to our feet? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, our God is an awesome God. I want to close with Romans chapter 1 and verse number 16. Romans chapter 1 and verse number 16. And this is Paul speaking by the Holy Spirit. He says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel because it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. I don't know if there's anyone under the sound of my voice today who's listening and you've never made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. There's an opportunity that you only have this side of heaven. This is the only time that you have the opportunity to believe that Jesus is the Son of the living God. That he came to the earth as a baby, that he suffered and died on the cross, and that he rose again from the dead. The Bible says if you believe in your heart, and if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, that you will be saved. And so I want to give you the opportunity this morning, if you're listening from home over the internet. You know, when I was working from home, we call it WFH, working from home. I say watching from home. If you're watching from home today, then there's an opportunity for you to receive Jesus Christ. Don't let this moment pass you by. This is the way you want to start 2021 with Jesus in your heart, with Jesus as the Lord of your life. So if you're in the house, just raise your hand. Otherwise, if you're watching online, you can connect to one of our people online and say, that's me. I want to receive Jesus as my Lord and personal Savior. Let's just pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your word today. Father, I open my heart. Jesus, come inside. I surrender to you. I don't want to start this year and I don't want to go through this year 2021 without you. I need you more than anything else. I open my heart. Come into my heart. Be my Lord and be my Savior. From this day forward, in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Can we give God praise in this house? Amen. Thank you, Lord.